Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave him a face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
It was one of the most incredible sporting events I've ever been to in my life, I've ever witnessed. I am recording this podcast Sunday night, early Monday morning. I'm starting the podcast at 1:40 in the morning. After going through all of the audio on Buccaneers.com, on social media, with your Bucks takes. It's going to be a two-part podcast, by the way. Because I want to get in as many of these reactionary Bucks takes as I can. There was a lot of them. You can hear my voice. I laid it all out there on Saturday morning. I went in with the expectations of, man, if we could get 300 to 500 people, 300 to 500 stick carriers to show up and take over one Buck place, because I knew how loud we could all be, right? So you get 300 people in one place, all being loud, just like we were at the draft party. It was going to be a fun atmosphere. Blew my expectations away. Joe Bucks fan, Steve Isbitz, a Joe Bucks fan, called this a franchise-changing moment months ago. I will admit, as the one who started the state carriers, as the one who came on this podcast and really called the listeners to this podcast stick carriers. That's how this all started. Now it's beyond it. Listen, not it. This podcast isn't for everyone. It's just not. If it's not your cup of tea, that's okay. It doesn't make you a bad fan.
You know, I've realized there's a bigger picture here. And this is something that I've wanted almost my entire life. And now I'm realizing that a lot of you have wanted your entire life. And that is to come together as one fan base, as one family. That's what Jameis Winston says. And it's happening right before our very eyes. I had no idea. I wish I could tell you that this was all part of a master plan. No idea. That what I was going to take from Dirk Cutter's speech following their win against the Chargers last season, put it on my podcast that next Monday, the next very next day after that big win in San Diego, would turn in to what transpired on Saturday. Franchise-changing day? Yeah, I might have been skeptical. I might have been concerned that it wasn't going to live up to those big expectations. And boy, was I wrong. It was one of the most unbelievable, inspiring, and monumental events in Buccaneer history, potentially. Okay, it's not the Super Bowl. It's not the NFC Championship game. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a moment, if you were there and you witnessed it, a moment that you would remember more than that. And if you say with certainty yes, I'd say you're lying. When we got there at 6:15 in the morning, there was already 100. There are two entrances to the parking lot. There's one on Himes, and there's one right in front of the Bucks facility. We were going to go to the one on Himes, and I said, no. We need to be in front of the Bucks facility. So there were people already lined up over on the one on Himes, and no offense if you went that way. I mean, that's what you chose. When I pulled in front of One Buck Place, there was over 100 people already there, 6:15 in the morning. The practice doesn't even start till 8:45. It was a practice. It was a practice. You got to take into account here that everything that we're talking about revolves around a practice. And I'm not even talking, listen, I'm not even going to play. Oh, Allen Iverson, remember when he said we're talking about practice. No, I'm serious. This shit was real. It was amazing. It's 6:15 in the morning. People are bringing donuts. People are bringing coffee. People are bringing champagne and orange juice and just sharing it with everyone. It turned into a gigantic tailgate party of friends coming together, not knowing each other's names or faces, but knowing each other's voices and saying, hey, I've heard you on the podcast. See, this podcast has always been about the Bucks fans. And when I've criticized the media in the past, it's because I don't think that they get a grasp of what the true fans actually want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's more to this. There's more to it than just what you think should be written about or talked about. And I think this podcast, and as I said, it's uncensored, which means you can cuss, but you know what it is most of all? It is genuine. It's genuine from the guests we have on, from the interviews we have on, to your voice and the events that we have with each event that goes by, and you can meet the people that are speaking on this very podcast. You understand the true deep-rooted passion that each of us has. This isn't about me. I'm just coordinating things and making sure that we can all get together and do this together. And yes, every good group is going to need a leader, and I have no problem doing that. And actually, it's grown so much that I've asked close friends of mine that were already stick carriers to join me in a leadership role. And assist me, whether it's Harold or Christian or whomever. Sam's done a great job. Rob's done an awesome job with the shirts. You know, come, let's come together. Let's make sure that this is all done the right way. Okay, people, and I don't want to hear about it anymore, and I actually snapped at a guy who was, you know, telling me all the, you know, negative. Remember, there's only a few people that are going to be negative about this, okay? And they're just bitter because they don't feel like they're welcomed, or they're jealous, or I hung up on them when I was on the radio 5 years ago and they just can't let that grudge go. Who gives a fuck what they say? Honestly. You know, people tried to look at this movement, this stick carrier movement, and say that we were negative. That we were the ones that were dividing the fan base. I hope you can realize now that there is no more unifying cause for any sports team's fan base than the stick carrier fan base that we have started right now. We are welcoming everyone with open arms. This isn't about us as a group. This is about us as a fan base for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and creating a badass fan base for what Dirk Cutter hopes is a badass football team. It was electric. And it started before we even went in the gates, and I kept telling people they can hear us inside. They lined us up. They lined us up before they even opened the gates so that we could go to our seats. And I looked at that line. I was like, holy shit. At 7 o'clock in the morning, it was 500, 600, 800 deep. I'm like, holy shit. And so we just started chanting and chanting and chanting to the point where I got a text from someone very important inside that building saying, I can hear you guys in my office. Whoa. He wasn't the only one. How about what DeSean Jackson said after practice? I mean, you think the players were pumped up? Listen, they're in the middle of training camp. They've had a week worth of pads. It is the dog days right now at training camp. They're sitting in their meeting rooms. And what?
Everybody was out here since like 7:30, 7:45. We heard them from the meeting room, so we knew today was going to be a very energized day.
The players are in the meeting rooms at 7:30, 7:45. They didn't open the gates till 8 o'clock. They didn't open the gates until 8 o'clock. 7:30, the players are in their meeting rooms before going out to practice, and they hear us. BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks. Let's go Bucks. Let's go Bucks. We ready. We ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. Just over and over and over again. And those players heard us inside that building. They were ready to come out. They were ready to go and compete today. Now imagine what that's going to be like on game day. Now imagine what that's going to be like inside Raymond James Stadium as that team is in their locker room. The Bucks are in their locker room getting ready to come out and take on any opponent. And all of a sudden, before they come out onto the field, they hear us in the stands. They hear us getting ready. And I know the Bucks organization, they're going to work with not only us as a group of stick carriers, but also as fans to make sure that our team is ready. And can you imagine if they are sitting in their locker, in the locker room, prepared to come out onto the field, and all of a sudden they hear this. Can you imagine? And then they just come out And maybe it's a roll call, just like we did. It was a roll call. Every player that came out, whether it was Cameron Brate or Alan Cross or Luke Stocker or O.J. Howard, tight ends were the first ones to come out. Probably the best one of all because it was the tight ends. Then it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Griffin. You know, I was like, oh, looks like the quarterbacks are coming out. He went berserk. I thought he tore his ACL, to be quite honest with you. He started jumping around. I was like, no, because I knew it'd be blamed on us, right? Because everything's got to be blamed on us, apparently. By the way, before I go any deeper, to each and every one of you, the thousands, and I mean thousands that came out for Stick Carrier Takeover Day of One Buck Place, thank you. We were positive. We were motivating. We were courteous. We were respectful. It was one of the most amazing moments when it's come to sports in my life. And I got to thank you again for that. That's what we're all about. That's it. And we can do this all the time. This is how it should be for away games and home games. When we get together for away games, and we will get together for away games, we're going to rock the shit out of any place that we're at. We're going to shake it so much that the windows are going to shatter because we're going to be screaming and yelling and chanting. And we're like, why are we doing that? We're inside a sports bar because we're bringing the atmosphere wherever we go. We're bringing the intensity wherever we go. I went live on Facebook. I didn't realize how impactful it was until I just watched it earlier on Sunday. I could tell you about it, but I'd much rather just play you the audio. If you missed the Stick Carrier Takeover, this is just a little taste of it. If you were there, go ahead and start reminiscing because it's pretty spectacular. was at the beginning of practice. Just unbelievable. Just amazing. Wow. Players were coming over at the beginning of practice. Donovan Smith runs over and tells Christian that we need to start chanting for George Warhop. We started chanting for the Bucks offensive line coach, and all of the offensive linemen started going crazy on the field. Ali Marpet's dad comes over and joins the stick carriers, and the stick carriers embrace him immediately.
Ali Marpet!
All right.
Big moment, though. Big moment. Jameis Winston was a big one. But when Dirk Cutter came out and started walking towards the stands, you thought the ovation for Jameis Winston was impressive. Oh, but it got better. So we did a roll call, we chanted the players' names, and we would chant a player's name until they acknowledged us. Much like the Yankees, we ripped it right off the Yankees roll call, and I don't give a shit. It was awesome. The players loved it. It was an awesome practice. I'll tell you, Chris Godwin, oh, man, special. But so is DeSean Jackson. A lot of weapons for Jameis to work with. I thought Jameis Winston had a good practice. I mean, from what I saw, I was drenched in sweat. I thought I was going to die. Let me give a special thanks to Lou's wife, Teresa, and Christian's wife. They were up and down getting bottles of water the entire practice. Without them, I'm dead right now. I am dead. I must have had 20 to 25 bottles of water while I was out there. And if you saw me, you understood why. I mean, it was hot, and I was sweating, but my adrenaline was going so much, I was not going to allow myself to not be with y'all and cheering this team on, man. They were fired up. I was fired up. Everyone was fired up. Players came over afterwards, started signing autographs, taking pictures. It was a moment. I mean, I know I will never forget. Dirk Cutter had his press conference. Everyone's like, where's Dirk Cutter? Is he going to come over or not? Well, he was talking about
it. Hats off to the stick carriers. They did an awesome job today.
Hats off, man. Hats off to the stick carriers. We did do a great job. And it was at that moment where you wonder, are we going to get Dirk Cutter again? Or was what we got at the beginning of practice when he came over? By the way, Jason Light also came over at the beginning of practice. Was that it? Were we going to get something from the Godfather? And then sure enough, here he comes. Crowd going absolutely apeshit. I mean, going crazy for Dirk Cutter, who walks right up to me. And I found out afterwards that he did his press conference, and that as soon as he was done with his press conference, he turned to the Bucks PR director, Nelson, and said, where's Justin Pawlowski? Like, I got goosebumps. Like, really? Nelson let him write to me. I had no idea what was going on, and he came and he thanked me. It's like, there's a picture. It's now my profile picture on Twitter. I look very intense. I took my pointer finger and I poked him in the chest. And I don't know how these words came to me. I honestly don't. I didn't even think he was going. It was not expected. And I pointed at him in the chest and I said, you build your badass football team, I'll build a badass fan base. It was like surreal. Then he backed up after getting his amazing portrait painting, huge painting. You've seen, come on, from now, you've seen the pictures, right? If you haven't, you got to go on the Stick Carrier Facebook page and see all the pictures. Sam did an awesome job with this. He was able to hand deliver this huge portrait of the godfather, Dirk Cutter, to him, who then acknowledged the portrait, set it to the side, and decided to give a little speech to the stick carriers.
You guys were awesome today. I've been to a lot of million training camp practices. I've never seen one like this.
Get used to
it's
it.
Because of you guys. Hey! One time now, one time. Speak softly.
It was at that point I was overcome with emotion. I mean, I teared up, man. First off, I never thought that that was going to happen on Saturday. Never. I knew it was going to be an awesome day, but that blew my expectations away. I mean, I had no idea. I had a really rough week last week. I've had a really rough few months, and I just really needed that. I'm so excited about this season. I'm so excited about what's happening now. Felt like there was a lot of closure last week and a lot of new beginnings coming up this week, and really it started on Saturday. So again, I cannot thank each and every one of you enough. We're building friendships. We're building excitement. Our next event is going to, and every event is just, I just envision it just being just like Saturday was. I mean, it was a practice. It was a practice. And we rocked it out. Probably the most boring thing you can watch, right? I mean, we're watching a practice, and we turned it into an event. Friday night is the first preseason game. Friday night, we're also having our stick carrier kickoff party. Sports legends, US 19 and Drew. It's going to be all the same. Everyone, man. Everyone's invited. Come on out. First come, first serve. There's no reservations on tables like there was at the draft party. First come, first serve. And come ready to yell and scream, get rowdy, get loud. If you want to listen to the play-by-play, Chris Myers and them, you might not want to come, because we are going to be loud and we're going to have fun. That's what sports is all about. We are going to represent our team, whether they're home or away. And if you think that we don't have plans every single week, you're sadly mistaken. There are so many announcements that are going to come over the coming weeks. It's going to blow you away. Football season just got a whole lot better for each and every one of us. I never really thought that this could happen. I damn sure never thought that I would be the one coordinating it and putting it all together. But you know what? There's nothing else I would rather do. This is a hobby for me. This is my hobby. And I really love it. And I'm really looking forward to Friday. And I'm looking forward to every single week in getting crazy with each and every one of you. We've got some of the most emotional and exciting electric Bucks takes you'll ever hear. And they're next on Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Better back up. Try and play the role, and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands.
got a lot of Bucks takes to get to. Hey, some players that stood out to me in the portions of practice I did get to watch. Gerald McCoy, man. Whoa. But you hate Gerald. No, I never said I hate Gerald McCoy. Just because I do a spot-on impression of him doesn't mean I hate him. I've always said he's a very good player. I mean, very good player. I mean, he was awesome in practice. Really, really good. DeSean Jackson was fantastic. Chris Godwin stood out to me. O.J. Howard had a nice block in there. And there were some other players also, but we were focused on the task at hand, and the task at hand was just getting crazy, man. Crazy. I really loved it that Bucks takes were coming to us live from the stands. It was pretty crazy. We got Bucks takes, and let me go ahead. I want to get Leon on first because, well, his was right up there with him.
Justin was good. It's Leon Clearwater, man. Live at one buck the training camp, bro. This shit live. You know what I'm saying? We out here speaking softly and carrying that big motherfucking stick for these boys, man. Once again, Leon signing off.
Jason Light! Jason Light! Jason Light!
Jason Light! Jason Light! Jason Light! Jason Light!
Can't believe we didn't do a follow the light chant. Follow the light. Jason Light's good, though. Jason Light's good. Jason, if you're listening, appreciate it. Oh, by the way, he told me I could share this. He texted me after the practice. I had just got in my car. I was overwhelmed with emotion. It was tough. I mean, it was not tough. It was just like, oh. Need a break. All right, this is the one I can quote him. He said, this was at 11:30. Practice ended at 10:45, so 11:30. I literally had just got in my car. He goes, speechless, bro. That was by far my favorite day of training camp since I've been here. The general manager. They have fully, and then he tweeted it out. And by the way, thank you. Thank you to the Buccaneer organization. Thank you to Jason Light. Thank you to Dirk Cutter. Thank you to the players. Thank you for embracing this. And I'm looking forward to working with the Bucs marketing department, with their ticket office, with whoever I need to work with inside that building to make sure that we continue to grow the stick carriers together, because the ultimate goal is to turn Raymond James Stadium into one of the most dominant home field advantages in all of sports. Okay? And I want to work with the Bucks to make sure that happens. I think there are trigger points that get each and every one of you excited. I think there are ways to do that. And with that, we grow the stick carriers. And as we grow the stick carriers, it's the most rabid of the Bucks fans that are going to get loud, that are going to embrace each other, that are going to love their team, but you know what? Also criticize their team. You want to know why we criticize our team? Because we're not just going to sit here and think that that everything is fine and dandy all the time. If something goes wrong and they give us something to criticize them for, we're going to criticize them. You want to know why? Because we want them to win. And we want them to be better. Because we are real fans. It's genuine. This podcast is genuine. You are genuine. I am genuine. That's what the movement is about. Real fans coming together. Jason Light. This is his tweet. Join the movement. Membership has its privileges. Fire emoji at Commish Online. And then he tweets out the video of Dirk Cutter giving his speech to the stick carriers. Thank you, Jason Light. Thank you, Dirk Cutter. Thank you, Buccaneer organization. And again, I think you all have my contact info. And some of you within that building have already contacted me. I'm happy to meet with each and every one of you to do what I can to help turn Raymond James Stadium into a dominant home field advantage and get that place rocking and get that place loud. Alex is up. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Alex from Orlando. I'm doing my Bucks take right now, live from training camp. I'm here with Section 119, and we took this thing over. Justin, amazing job.
Thank you, Alex. It was, I don't know, man. I don't know. You're going to hear excited fans ready to yell and scream and do these Bucks takes. And then you're going to hear some people like my buddy Christian, who is becoming one of the leaders, along with me with this stick carrier movement and the emotions they get to all of us, man.
Justin, what's up? It's your boy Christian back at you with another Bucks take. As you can tell, man, I have no voice. I have no voice, guys. This might be a little longer, Justin, than usual, but man, I have never been a part of or witnessed anything like what I witnessed today. It was absolutely incredible. It was a franchise-changing moment. I saw you get a little emotional, Justin, and you know I was kind of overwhelmed myself, but it didn't really hit me until I got home and I started going through social media and reading these articles and seeing these posts and seeing Jason Light's posts and the players' posts and just the reaction and these people that did not validate us and just called us mob and, you know, making comments now that if that's what a stick carrier is about, if that's what being a stick carrier is about is what it was today, then damn it, they're stick carriers too. And everybody jumping on. And I got to be honest with you guys, my stick carrier family, I'll be honest with you, I got a little emotional. I teared up a little bit. Because it's been, you guys know, it's been a tough decade sitting in that stadium. It's been rough, losing season after losing season, and I truly believe we have something special here. You know, I have no voice. I gave you guys everything I had. I left it on the practice field, no pun intended, leading you guys and helping Justin. Leading you guys and helping Harold, leading you guys in these chants, and I have zero regrets. It's one of the most memorable moments in my life. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, for God's sakes, guys, the offense had to call a timeout. We got so loud for our defense that the offense literally had to call a timeout and go into the silent count. Are you kidding me? Fuck! That's amazing. And then to have Dirk Cutter, the fucking godfather himself, come over to us and validate us and thank us and thank the commission. And then lead us in the chant that we've been saying since last year after that Chargers game was fucking epic. I mean, it was fucking mind-blowing to have Dirk come over, to have Jason Light come over, and Jason Light tweeting about it like crazy. This is amazing. This is amazing. I love all of you guys. Justin, you know you're my brother, bro. Harold, have a safe flight back. Javier, Tyrell, I hope you guys enjoyed Stroke from Colorado. I know I'm going to miss some people, but man, it's like every time we get together, this group just grows and grows and grows. I love you all. See you guys at the Bengals game at Sports Legends where you drink like... I never get it right. You eat like a legend and you drink like a champ. But that's what it is. Headlines, Barbershop, Bricados. And as usual, we go back into this. Speak softly. And I can't scream it, guys. But carry a big motherfucking stick. Nail...
Oh, I cut him off. Sorry. Thank you, Christian, and we'll see you Friday night for the stick carrier kickoff party. I don't want to spend too much time talking because I've got a ton of Bucks takes, and it's 2:20 in the morning, so I kind of want to go to bed because I have to go to my real job tomorrow. This is just a hobby, by the way. I forgot when they were in their team period. So this was my dream, right? We're going to force our own offense in their practice to go into the silent count. And we sure did. We got, anytime they went into a team period, we were cheering for the defense. Because you want to know why? We were cheering for the defense because we wanted to be loud and because it's going to help our offensive, help our offense by being loud because they're going to have to go into those type of environments. And we were so loud that they had to take a timeout. And when they took the timeout, all the defensive players were like hooting and hollering, pointing at us. Like, isn't that something? Isn't that, couldn't you imagine Raymond James Stadium being that again? Maybe even being that for the first time. We've never been unified. We've never been together. And I, listen, I'm ready to put everything that's been said behind us. A lot of people have criticized this movement and this podcast. That's fine. Putting it behind me. I'm not going to apologize for anything I said because I still believe everything that I've said, but I'll put it behind me as well. Wide open arms. Wide open arms. No grudges. Not holding anything against anyone. That goes for fans. That goes for anyone that has said anything negative about this movement or this podcast publicly or privately. And that includes media members. I think you've seen what we've already grown to during an off season. Understand this. This movement was started at the tail end of last season and has only had an off season to grow. And look at where we are now. That's why it's so mind-boggling to me that media members who are starving for clicks on their stories would badmouth this movement. That doesn't make any sense. We welcome you right now. Join us. Can you? Will you? We are accepting all applicants. Most applicants. There's a few names on my list that I would never, ever associate with. But that's all right. Everyone else is invited. Is that all right? Is that all right with all of you? Can we do that? Thanks. Appreciate it. How about Doug from 119? He's always fired up. He's probably got a real fired up ticket.
What's up, Kamish? Boy. What's up, stick carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, section 119, Raymond James Stadium. Just want to chime in with a Bucks take before I start. I want to send a special shout out to Lou's wife, Miss Teresa. Tremendous job she did yesterday at the training camp. Running, getting everybody water, coming back with 10, 15 in a bag, throwing them in the stands so the fans can stay hydrated. But on the training camp, wow, what an amazing day for us. I can't say exceeded expectation because I figured it was going to be like that, but it was everything and more. Wow, what a great day. I ain't going to do a long one because my voice is obviously fucked up. So before Bacato, sports legends, Christian Headlines, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Doug, more Bucks takes coming here. Let's go. Ricky was in from Seattle. Got to meet him. Hey, Ricky.
Justin, Ricky from Seattle. Dude, what just happened this weekend? I don't even know how to describe it. I'm so fucking pumped still, man. I'm still fucking going. And I know I'm not the only one. I see everybody else saying the same fucking thing, man. We're all still like, God, let's do it again. Let's just take over again. Let's just choose another day. Let's fucking do it, man. Why does it have to stop? I don't want it to stop, man. You know, fuck. This has been awesome. I can't wait till the 11th. I can't wait to see you guys for a preseason game out there at Sports Legends. It's going to be fucking awesome. So, anyhow, Justin, just want to give you a quick thank you. Man, we definitely would not have been here without you. You've definitely pushed this organization, this movement, right exactly where it needed to be. And everybody should be grateful for everything that you've done to help organize and create this movement. So, you know, shout out to you, Justin. It's not pompous, man. It's just, it's being proud, and that's okay. You got my support 100%, and you got everybody else's support too. So keep up the strong work. To all my other stick carriers out there, thank you for the amazing day on Saturday. You guys are all awesome. I can't wait to see whoever's going to be out there on Friday, on the 11th. And until then, man, thank you guys. Good night. Take care.
I had no idea you were sticking around for Friday, so Ricky, can't wait to see you again. I thought that was it, man. We had Ricky. We're going to hear from Stroke. Tyrell was in from Tennessee. Bubba was in from Philly. Oh, fuck, I'm going to fucking miss somebody. Javier, obviously. We'll hear from Javier. I don't know. Oh, Kevin was in. God. It was it was a night, Friday night, when we all went out, and then we got up and did it. Thank you, B4, for coming through in the clutch, man. We needed you badly. Hey, Pete.
This is Pete in Tampa. I'm just leaving the stick carrier takeover. What a fucking blast that was. I'm so glad I went. I was thinking in the morning, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be early. But I got up, I went, I saw everyone out there. Doing that line, I heard us chanting. It was fantastic. I'm so glad I went. And it was an effing blast. We had a blast out there. And I loved it. Dirt Cutter came over and got his picture and gave us a little talk. I mean, whoever wasn't able to make it, I hope you saw all the videos out there, but it was friggin' awesome. I'll see you next time. Speak softly and carry a big fucking stick!
Yeah, and just remember this. It is just the beginning. As I said, we've done our most growth in an off season. Keep growing. Keep building this college type atmosphere. And I'm going to keep working behind the scenes to make sure that we have events and working with the Bucks to make sure we come up with ideas to make sure that the stick carriers continue to grow and become that next dominant fan base in the NFL. Sammer was has been and will continue to be an integral part of the stick carrier movement, and he was emotional as well.
Hey, Justin. This is Sam down in Sarasota. As you can tell, my voice is not quite what it used to be. However, it's actually been getting better. I want to personally thank you for the movement that you've created. I mean, wow, holy shit. I've been saying holy shit since we were out at that practice. Fucking practice that was that fucking loud. That fucking loud, that energetic, that electric. I mean, I've been a part of many different Buccaneer events in the stadium, outside of the stadium. Nothing compared to what we experienced and what we created on Saturday. It was unreal, man. It was, I can't even really explain it. Seeing Dirk holding the painting that I made for him, seeing all the articles, the videos, watching them and reading them 4 or 5 times over and over, and seeing the photos and seeing all the reaction of the other fans and the media members and the actual Buccaneer organization seeing us, acknowledging us, and embracing us. I was overwhelmed with emotion when I got back to my car. And that never happens. I can't explain. It just was an amazing day. It was an amazing weekend. Meeting everybody that was different, but all still the same. Nobody had race, creed, social status. None of it mattered. We were all stick carriers, we're all friends. It was something special, man, and I think that this is only the beginning, and I can't fucking wait. And I'm going to have to say this next part real softly, but speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, man. I love you, Justin.
Love you too, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate all that you've done and helping, especially with the graphics. I mean, he's done an awesome job. If you follow him on Twitter or on the Facebook page, you'll continue to see some of the ideas we have floating out there. I keep telling him, you got to hold off. Let's hold off so that we can unveil it the right way. But, you know, this thing has grown faster than whether it's me or Christian or Harold or Sam or Rob or anyone else that's you know, been in a leadership role with this movement and helping to come up with creative ideas or donating their skills and talents, whatever it might be, to helping the growth, or whether it's just each and every one of you just donating your time to do a Bucks Take and share your thoughts and feelings on the Bucks or this movement or, you know, anything else going on. I mean, it's we're all just coming together. This is what it's supposed to be. And I guess it's funny to me because you say it and it's like, I said it. I really want it to happen, but is it actually going to happen? Yeah, probably not.
Oh my fucking Lord. I'm going to try to keep this short because there's no doubt there's going to be 1,000 motherfucking Bucks Takes coming on. Yeah. But that was fucking everything I could have hoped it would be and more. That was fucking amazing. There is no way I'm going to have a voice tomorrow. We fucking brought it. Stick Carriers, whether you were there or whether you weren't, we fucking brought it. It was an incredible time. It was hot as balls out there. And you know what? There's nowhere else I would have rather fucking been than out there. Our team wanted us. Our team needed us. And our team fucking got us. It was an amazing time. And this shit's just getting started. It was a fucking practice. Preseason hasn't even started yet. NFL, you've been fucking put on notice. The Buccaneers have a rabid motherfucking fan base. Ow, that fucking hurt. Ugh. All right, everyone. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick out.
Ricky's take a few takes ago, he made reference to other stick carrier takeover days. I had a Bucks official come up to me and ask me if we were going to come out and do that again. And I know that they would want us to, but I told them no. And I'm going to repeat that here. I had somebody on Facebook ask me, no, I encourage you and urge you to go out to more practices if you can. That's what I want. But I don't want to diminish the impact of one stick carrier takeover day. And if you thought that was going to be the only one, you're sadly mistaken. It can become an anniversary thing. One day, every training camp, will be stick carrier takeover day. Okay? So if you had fun yesterday or on Saturday, prepare yourself for next year. Same thing goes for the draft party. We're going to make these annual events that you need to be at. Plain and simple. Listen to all these Bucks Takes. Listen to all the Bucks Takes following the draft party. We throw events that you have to be at. And we're going to turn Bucks games into those type of events. Is that okay with you? Because it's damn sure okay with me. It is. This guy's normally very, very loud. I can assure you, you don't have to turn down your volume this time. His wife saved the day. And he did not save his voice.
Justin, brother, it's Lou from Port Richey, brother. Oh my God, man. What a fucking experience, man. Just, I got no words for it, brother. Dude, I brought my lovely wife with me, man. And God bless you, baby, man. You done so good. I gotta say, your official stick carry, you know, you took care of the fellas, the people in the stands with the water. It was a wonderful time, man. I had a phenomenal weekend, brother. Just a phenomenal weekend, man. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice, brother, but it's just fucking shot, dude. It's shot like many of you probably out there, man. I don't know, brother. It was awesome, man. Awesome, man. I mean, that's about the most hype I can get right now, man. I apologize, guys, man, but listen, man, I just want to say, look, thank you, Kamesh. Thank you for putting this shit all together, for having this shit for us, man. And, dude, your work has come to fruition. I mean, look at where we are right now, man. National recognition, man. Just even Pewter Report had to recognize, man. Now they, you know what I'm saying, brother? You know what I'm saying? I don't have to take that any further than that, brother. But man, dude, it was a pleasure to meet each and every one of you, and know this, that we are family, bro. Each and every one of you stick carriers out there, we're family, and we're going forward with this, and we're going to make that fucking stadium rock. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to make it rock. So I tell you, man, as I tell you every fucking week, you will fucking speak softly. But in that fucking stadium, we're going to carry that big motherfucking stick. I got to go, brother. This, you guys know the sponsors, bro. In the midweek, bro, I'll be much better. But fellas, thank you. Thank you. Mesh.
Yeah.
Love you.
Oh, love you too. That was, believe it or not, Lou, you didn't have to be loud there to be very impactful. Thank you. But we do need to bring the energy level up. So I want to go to a couple of guys, actually a couple of takes here from guys who are just known to bring that kind of energy. Let's start with the Smoking Jays. Smoking Jays.
Kamesh.
What up, what up?
Smoking Jays back here with another Bucks take.
Yeah.
Sorry if you can't understand me. I'm still trying to get my voice back from Friday and Saturday. You know, we had a hell of a time out there Friday night out at Caddy's with all y'all. Met some damn good people. Harold, shit, Tyrell from Tennessee. Shit, Sam was out there.
Stroke.
Motherfucker looked like he had a stroke out on the dance floor.
Shit.
Christian from Headlines.
Lou
was out there with his wife, man. All y'all.
Bubba showed up. We're forgetting some people.
I know. First time meeting all y'all. I consider y'all family now.
Man,
y'all
this shit,
y'all
this
some shit, damn good people.
This shit's crazy, man. Never met any of y'all before. And we just got along like we've known each other forever, so Outlaw, all y'all out there.
Yeah, we know we're forgetting some people, but shout out to all y'all. Hope to see y'all again. Saturday was crazy, man. Saturday was fucking lit. And it's just the beginning, man. Just the beginning of this movement that's starting. There's something special coming to Tampa Bay.
Man, that shit was
And guess
insane.
What? We're going to do it all over again on Friday at Sports Legends. First preseason game against the Bengals. We going to be there smoking J's, and we hope to see all y'all motherfuckers there.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's do it again. Let's make it loud.
All right, now. So, right back into this.
Hey.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
It's not the energy they normally bring, but they're going to be there Friday night, Sports Legends. Another stick carrier event, so looking forward to having all y'all out there for that and joining us again, and make it loud. That's wherever we go, we're going to be loud, right? Wherever we go, we're going to be loud, so be loud. Do it right. Stroke always brings the energy.
What's good, Kamesh? It's Stroke from Colorado Springs, Colorado, man. I'm sitting here in the airport about to get on my plane back to Denver, man. I want to say how awesome it was to be there for the training camp takeover. Dude, what the actual fuck went down? It was sick. First Friday with everybody, man. Javier, Lou, Harold, 119 boys, Christian from Headlines Barbershop, man. Oh my god, and there's a ton of other motherfuckers that I can't even remember, but you know what? It was what it was. I was drunk. Tyrell, how the hell can I forget you, man? Tyrell, that boy is off the chain, man. All I'm saying is this was an unbelievable moment. The franchise-changing moment, that doesn't even begin to say that, man. That's the understatement of a century, man. Oh, man, I can't believe how awesome that was. Came out here to, you know, party with the stick carriers and get my mind right with some stuff that's going on in my life. But you know what? I just salute to everyone who was standing, everyone who was cheering, everybody who came out and gave it their all. It is what it is, baby. Thank you so much for making this weekend an awesome weekend for me. And, you know, I look forward to the next time that we're all capable of getting together and next time that I see everybody, man. Love each and every one of you. And that's real right there, man. Love. Love for each and every one of you. Look, I'm almost at my 90 seconds, but what I'm saying to you guys is, man, when was the last time that you ever saw a coach and a general manager come and acknowledge a fan base like they did at the training camp takeover, man? When was the last time you saw that shit? It never happened, man. I'm past my 90 seconds, brother, but I'm going to repeat this one last time. It's love for each and every one of you. 100% love. Look, we started something. Commish, you started something. And we're going to get it right, baby. Right back into this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Had to say it quietly because my voice is gone. Nailed it.
And you're in the airport. Completely understand. Stroke, by the way, that guy's crazy. That guy. Now, I don't know if I saw it with my own two eyes, but we had a bunch of stick carriers all at Caddies, all wearing stick carrier shirts, which was really hilarious in downtown St. Pete. And everyone got loud and everyone got rowdy. But I didn't hear much cussing, but then, you know. Apparently, Stroke, they had a big stage out in the street. They had blocked off the street and there was a band playing. Apparently, Stroke went on stage and said something about the stick carriers. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Definitely. I have no problem with that. Let's get Harold on, another guy who's helping lead the charge here with the estate carriers. Doesn't send in a ton of buck stakes, but man, oh man. Harold, I cannot thank you enough for all your help this weekend, and Harold's coming back for the big party on Friday night at Sports Legends.
Kamish, Harold in Atlanta. Just landed back in Atlanta. It's Sunday morning here. As you can hear, got very little voice left. I can honestly say that was probably the most epic overall weekend of my life. Not only did we have a good time Friday night, but we kept the party going all through Saturday to the point of exhaustion. Great seeing everybody. Great, great, great seeing the embrace from not only the local media, but more importantly, the Bucks. I think the Bucks realize what they have here, and we have something special going. All you stick carriers, those that couldn't make it, you guys missed a great event. Those that made it, loved hanging out with every one of you guys. Let's blow it out Friday night for the first preseason game. Talk to you guys soon. Carry your big motherfucking sticks. Peace.
I forgot one of the... Dude, how about this? And I don't know. He might do this every practice. I don't know. But Todd Monken, the Bucks offensive coordinator, comes to the stands and starts picking guys out to go out onto the field and catch passes from him and Ryan Griffin. Like just picking random people out. And then I had to go. I was like, fuck. My shorts were soaking wet. I couldn't keep them up. I tightened my belt as much as I could tighten my belt. I get it. I lost weight, whatever. Well, you lost so much weight, but you want to keep your shorts up. So then I'm having to run a route against some guy that's letting me beat him. Like, okay, I get it. But at least I caught the pass. So that's good. But it was just the whole thing was a surreal experience, and Harold really helped orchestrate that, and he's going to be a big help moving forward. So just understand, you know, some of the guys that are assisting, no more important than each one of you. They're just assisting in, you know, how we can grow this thing, and where we can hold events, because it's getting to the point where capacity is going to be a concern, especially after the crowd we had at training camp on Saturday. So Javier was there. Hi, Javier.
Hey, Justin. Hey, Stick Carriers. It's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama. And after a five-hour delay, I finally got back home. I made it safely. I don't know if I'm going to make the cut for Mondays, but anyway, this is my Bucks take. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I was overwhelmed on Saturday. I got emotional a couple of times. I was crying. That's how honest I am with you guys. I was crying. But I don't mean like a tear. I was like weeping. That's how much Saturday meant for me. Saturday, the guy you saw on Saturday, it wasn't a 20-year-old me. It was a 12-year-old me who always wanted to be surrounded with people just like me who wanted nothing but to cheer this team we all love. The response was amazing. The outcome was amazing. The practice was amazing. We shouted. We chanted. We didn't sit at any moment. Justin was electric. Christian was electric. Hal was electric. The entire crowd was electric. God bless Teresa, Lou's wife, for those water runs. You have a special place in heaven for that. I have no more words to describe what I felt. It was something else. Just thinking about it makes me real emotional. And I've had a lot of time to think about it. It was also nice to be with so many people. And Friday night was fun. If you were out with us on Friday night, yeah, you know we had a great time. And any day that ends with sports legends and you have some B4 and you have some brocados, hey, it's a great day. I can't wait to be with you guys again. It's only 7 short weeks filled with Bucks football until I'm back in Tampa. Let's tailgate and let's make Raymond James loud as fuck. And I mean loud. I want that thing to sound like a damn Kiss concert. And that's an old school reference, if you get it. Anyways, until Friday, until we get some real Bucks football, we go right back into this. Habla en voz baja y carga un hijo de puta garrote.
Loud AF is what we're looking for. Thanks, Javier. And yeah, I was going to get you in as long as you got it to me in time. But we're not going to get all of the Bucks takes in. So just know that if you didn't hear yours now, I'm going to try and get them all in on Wednesday's podcast. It's like a two-part series. Kevin's in Atlanta. Hey, Kevin.
What's up, Kamish? Hey, Kevin from Atlanta. Standing in the middle of the most raucous, unbelievable motherfucking crowd I've ever been a part of. This has been absolutely fucking amazing. It's franchise changing. We are fixing to set this bitch on fire. Nobody's going to stop us now. We got this. I'm telling you, everybody needs to get ready. The NFL needs to get ready. Everybody needs to get ready. Here we go. We got this, baby. Hey, as always, Ricardo, B4, all the sponsors, sports legends, Joe's Bucks fan, everybody out there that helps us out all the time. This is it, guys. This is where we do it. Hey, you know how we do. We're going to speak softly. We're going to carry that big motherfucking stick.
Kevin, you know I'm your best friend. Sometimes. Is it bad, Kevin, that while I was listening to your Bucks take, I could hear myself in the background? I got a little distracted and I was like, boy, I'm being real pompous right now. But what am I saying? Sorry. No, I was listening to you, though. You were great. A couple more Bucks takes. I need to call this a show because we're well over an hour and it's 2:50 in the morning. So, and I'll do a Snapchat just to prove that once I'm done here. Zach's up with us. Hello, Zach.
Justin! This is Zach from Plant City. My first Bucks take. And I just got back from the fucking takeover, man. It was absolutely incredible, man. I had the time of my life, I'll tell you what. It was awesome seeing all the stick carriers. It was awesome, man. lost my voice before the practice even started, though, I'll tell you what. My throat is sore, but it was totally fucking worth it. It was absolutely incredible, man. And I'm hoping to make it out August 11th. We'll see. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to try my best, man. But, yeah, man, just awesome to see everyone. Like, shout out to the stick carrier. Shout out to all the sponsors, man. Let's go, Bucks!
Love it, Zach. Hope to see you out there at Sports Legends coming up on Friday. It's the first preseason game. Scott came in from Pennsylvania.
Justin, Scott from Pennsylvania. Only half a voice. Just got home to my place in Bradenton from Brocados. And I just wanted to share with you and all the stick carriers that experience at the Bucks practice takeover was just unbelievable. And I really needed that. As I shared on Twitter, I lost my dad a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know if he would have joined in on the festivities, but I tell you, he would have been impressed. I really enjoyed watching sports with my dad and talking Bucks with him. And I'm going to miss him. But I just needed that break today. I just wanted to thank you and all the stick carriers. I love all of you. And it was just an unbelievable experience. Again, I cannot tell you how many players signed my stick. So I'll be covering for us in Cincinnati. Coach did say he wants the stick carriers to show up in Miami. He's not too concerned about Cincy. I just kind of like watching football, so I'm going over to Cincinnati. But just wanted to say, speak softly, and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Scott, man, it was great seeing you again. Scott's come to a couple of our events already. I think what you're going to start seeing, too, is more people are going to come to each event just because if you came to our draft party, you no doubt came to the takeover because you knew what kind of event we were going to put on, right? And now if you came to the takeover, you're going to be like, what's next? Well, Sports Legends party, me with a megaphone, you with a drink in your hand. Doesn't get much better than that, especially when I'm yelling at you. I mean, positively, though. Brent's going to be up with us. Hey, Brent.
Hey, what up, Justin? This is Brent Allen calling in. I'm sitting here in the parking lot right after Stick Carrier Takeover Day at training camp here. And, you know, I ain't going to lie, Justin. When the whole Stick Carrier thing first started, I was one of those skeptical ones. I was one of those ones that was kind of keeping it at arm's distance. You know, yeah, it's cool. You got a cool name. You got some cool T-shirts. You know, I like the hype, but I don't know if I can sign up for that. I don't know if I can align myself with that. But let me tell you what. After being there with the stick carriers today, if that's what it is means to be a stick carrier, to get loud for your team, to get everybody to stand up and cheer your team on, to get behind them, to make it so that the offense has to go to a silent count, to make it so that when the players are coming out, they're jumping and hooting and hollering and doing cartwheels coming down the field. If that's what being a stick carrier is all about, sign me up, baby. I'm all in. Put stick carrier in my Twitter profile. Give me a T-shirt. Give me a big size. Give me a big size. But give me a T-shirt. I'll wear it. Stick carrier. Let's go, Bucks. Speak softly. Carry that big old stick.
Love it, man. You weren't the only one that was skeptical of what was being built. And quite frankly, I had no idea how it was going to go. There were times where I was, what? Because you get a couple of bad seeds and it's like, okay, somebody's got to cut them out immediately. And we did, man. We had a couple of people try and jump in on the Facebook group. And luckily, I've named specific people as moderators. And we just, I told them, and there's not too many rules, but those that are just trying to instigate are gone. Those that get personal are gone. And those that are just being negative to be negative are gone. It's not what this is about. It's not what this is about. And I've continued, I think, just continuing to hit that message. Everyone understands. Everyone understands. Even with how rapidly this has grown, everyone wants to be a part of this because it's fun. Building that college atmosphere. knowing our team's not going to win every single game. But you know what? We're going to be there to help them. We're going to do our part. I feel like we've been given a task, a mission. We don't want to let anyone down, do we? I know I don't. Delvin. Delvin's up. Hey, Delvin.
Yo, what up, Bucks mob? Shit, man, we shut it down today, dude. Man, I cannot. That was the most fun I've had in a while. Because you know what? We are back, man. We showed the fan base exactly what they need to see. How real Bucks fans have to be all the time. Man, I just want to say thank you, Justin, for starting this, man. I mean, you know, I know you keep saying it's a hobby, you know, you just started it, but dude, your passion for the Bucks organization, period, have brought us all together. And it's unimaginable. I mean, I met a bunch of people today. I saw my boy Outlaw out there with his family. I made sure they got seats right in front row. You know what I mean? So Outlaw, shout out to you. I got my boy JR Booty. And his dad, Booty and his dad were sitting right next to me, man. I didn't even know who he was. He was like, oh, what's up, I'm JR. And I was like, oh, shit, are you Booty? Yeah, that's him, man. Dude, it's amazing. I met Ann from Texas, his wife, my boy Maverick. He came up from West Palm Beach, he said. And you know, man, it's crazy because we feel like we're family anytime when we're together. So that's how the Bucks need to be. That's how the organization needs to do it, man. So shout out to all of us, man. Straight up. This is Delvin from Palm Harbor. I know I didn't say it in the beginning, but yeah. Man, let's go, baby. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Well, like I said, I mean, I really hope that we continue. And the Bucks have embraced us, but, you know, now it's nitty-gritty, right? Now it's nitty-gritty time. You know, what can we do to, you know, build the excitement level for the Bucks even more and build the stick carriers even more? And I think that there are things that, you know, that I and my leadership team can kind of sit down and get creative with some of the Bucks, maybe marketing or salespeople, to come up with ideas on, you know, how we can generate the excitement we had at training camp and transition that into inside Raymond James Stadium. I've been sitting in games for years, all the way back to the 80s in Tampa Stadium. Throughout every game, well, most of them, I was in Connecticut a couple of years, but for most games inside Raymond James Stadium. And you know what I normally think about? I'm watching the game, but there's a lot of downtime during a football game. I start to think, like, what can we do? What could we do to make this more exciting? Got a lot of ideas, but going to need to sit down with somebody to go over them. I'm not going to just share them here on the podcast. We got one final Bucks take coming up at 3:00 in the morning. I got to get up in about 2.5 hours for work. Sammy's our last one. Hello, Sammy.
Justin, my brother, this is Sammy from the Nosebleed Section 317. I'm just now getting my voice back. I can't stop thinking about Saturday. It's Sunday. We got work tomorrow, but all I can do is just think about Saturday. That was unbelievable. The stick carriers were live. We came at you live. You can't hold us down. You can't hold us back. This is a movement. We are a family. We are such a family. Like Jameis says when he starts the podcast, we got to play as a family. That stuff gives me the chills. I got so much love for this team. And it's not even, we haven't had game one yet. We haven't even had preseason game one yet. The stick carriers are here to stay, baby. I met so many great stick carriers on Saturday morning, getting there at 6:30 in the morning. People had donuts. We were a family, mimosas. And we chanted in, walking in that stadium, walking into that training camp. And when Dirk Cutter came over there and you said thank you, we thank you, Justin. This is a movement. Stick carriers, speak softly, baby.
A lot of Bucks takes, a lot of emotion. It was a lot of fun. Thank you again to everyone that came out. This is just part one of our two-part series. Ton more Bucks takes from each and every one of you fans has been pouring in. We've got a lot to be excited about, a lot to look over and see with this team. We're gonna discuss the team. We're gonna talk about the team. We're gonna criticize and applaud the team. There's a lot to. I mean, that's what this all revolves around. But ultimately, as I told Dirk Cutter, that's his job. Your job is to build a badass fan base. I'll take on the role of building a badass football team. I'll take on the role of building a badass fan base. I probably screwed that up because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. And yet here I am still with some adrenaline because I know what's about to come. Friday night, sports legends. That should be pretty wild. And I hope to have more announcements for you in the coming weeks. I mean, some massive, big, major announcements. So, it's just the beginning. At Commish Online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Be sure to get into the Stick Carrier Facebook group. We're, I think we grew by 800 followers in one day, so that was pretty awesome. We'll be active on Facebook, but let you know what's going on, and a great community to interact with there on Facebook as well. What else? Oh, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays is when this podcast posts. iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, if you want to subscribe. The podcast will be available for your mobile device to download at noon on each of those days. If you want it before noon, it posts at joebucksfan.com, our wonderful partner. Steve Isbitt's got a huge ovation. Ira Kaufman got a huge ovation. We gave a huge ovation to Jenna Lane, who was blown away by what was going on. Mark Cook got a chant for him because I still think he's a Stick Carrier, even though maybe some people won't allow him to say, but he's a Stick Carrier at heart. So it was a wonderful experience. It was a day. It was a moment I'll never forget ever. And I don't think any of you will ever forget it either. If you think that's the end, nope, it's the beginning, as I've said. And, I think as a Stick Carrier community, we've had two events, the draft party and the takeover. I'd say we're 2 for 2. And I'd say you wouldn't want to miss any more of our events moving forward. This is how we grow friendships, and this is how we grow our movement, and this is how we grow our fan base into a bad-ass fan base. I can't put it into words any better than that, and I cannot. There's no way I can put into words how much this meant to me. And how thankful I am for each and every one of you. You have you've done something special, not just for me, but for every single person listening. And for that, I thank you. We've got a lot of excitement on the way. Hopefully the team is exciting on the field. We're going to damn sure make it exciting off the field. We'll always end each podcast in the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, who came over and addressed the Stick Carriers and said these words, but I always like to play them in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Oh, boy, oh boy, you've got that right. And with that, we end it with two words. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.